Just like the federal government, state governments face the challenge of responding to citizens in the mobile digital age. In fact, according to my next guest, some governments are leading the way in making their states cradles of innovation. Here with more, Jordan Kroll, Director of State and Local at the Information Technology Industry Council. Ms. Kroll, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me here today, Tom.
It seems like for many years, at least according to my understanding, the states were looking to the federal government for leadership, but you're finding they are the leaders in modernizing IT. What do you find?
Absolutely. I think long we've considered states laboratories of democracy, but we're also seeing them as the cradles of innovation. We're seeing states, led by their governors, leverage emerging technologies to solve the most pressing issues facing constituents. We're actually encouraged at the discussions at the last NGA winter meeting in February last month that focus on how states can leverage technologies like AI and blockchain, along with better preparing their workforce for the 21st century jobs.
What are some of the areas that states are doing this in? Is it some of the prosaic stuff like motor vehicles or bigger issues, perhaps like taxation?
So I think we have seen states around with spending improving, but not still at recession levels, still look at how they can better leverage information technology to save money and drive efficiencies. And with that, we're looking and seeing states at how they can better modernize outdated systems like tax management systems, DMV systems, and electronic benefits.
And how are they going about this? Are they using contractors or what are they, I mean, how do they, what's their process for applying these types of technologies?
I would use the example of cloud, for example, that states have been historically slow compared to the federal government to migrate to the cloud. But in the past 2 years, we've really seen a number of states prioritize cloud migration with varying degrees of success. You know, one state that is an excellent example is Utah, which was probably one of the states at the forefront of this. And they started their migration journey in 2009. And with 18 months in, they consolidated almost 40 data centers. And they actually ended up exceeding their expectations for cost saving and saving overall $4 million that year, which granted, isn't much for the federal government, but that's a good bit for a state government.
And what about states like California, New York, New Jersey that are highly populous, that are in some cases have the scale of federal agencies?
We're seeing those states start to look at how they can better leverage and update different systems. So California is a great one. They actually had their California Franchise Tax Board, and it focused its reformation of its enterprise data to revenue system with the help of top-tier IT companies. And that's an example of an outdated legacy system. We're also seeing how they can better take advantage of things like cloud and whatnot.
Now, you mentioned blockchain, too, and that's something I think the federal government kind of has the idea that it might want to adopt. But there's very few real use cases that we've been able to identify, and the same ones keep coming up over and over. What do you see at the state level with that particular technology?
So I think states, much like the federal government, are at the beginning of their journey, are starting to really consider blockchain technologies. I would point to Illinois as being probably one of the furthest ahead, but we've also seen an uptick in states focusing on legislation to better enable their contracting side of things to leverage blockchain technologies with smart contracts and whatnot.
Yeah, how does that work? I mean, you say smart contracts because procurement is something the government at the federal level loves to try to reform, but never seems to get that much progress.
I think that's something that state governments are trying to figure out when it comes to blockchain and how they can better leverage it. I think that they see blockchain as efficient and something that they could leverage from the data perspective of things and also from contracting. But I think that they're still very much figuring out the appropriate steps.
Do you think that at the state level, the procurement systems, which tend to be much more simplified than perhaps they are at federal, lend themselves to innovative technology more?
I think that the state governments, much like the federal government, run into issues in contracting and, quite frankly, with models that are adopted that have been in place for decades and that they're not always up to date and able to efficiently acquire innovative technologies. But I think much like the federal government is doing, states are starting to look at how they can better adopt these systems to acquire innovative technologies. So whether that be around Agile, much like the federal government's doing, or utilizing pre-qualified vendor pools, or further contacting the vendor community to see what is available instead of writing a solicitation for one defined item, more putting out a request for information about what could be available and not presuming that they know the solution before hearing what's available.
We're speaking with Jordan Kroll, Director of State and Local at the Information Technology Industry Council. And do you think in areas, say, like Medicare and Medicaid delivery, which is really a state and federal partnership, or food stamps, SNAP program. Are those areas where the states and the federal government could maybe work together in artificial intelligence and blockchain, whatever it might be, in innovation, so that they're all on the same score, if you will, for delivering ultimately the same dollars?
Absolutely. And I think that there's a lot of strides to be made in modernizing systems like EBT. You know, quite frankly, some states are further along in their journeys, but I think that working together with the federal government and how they can better promote technology and new solutions and the delivery of them would be an excellent place. And I know CMS, under the last administration, had been working closely with states around that. So certainly.
Are there any states that are good poster children for Agile, both in procurement processes and in direct software development?
California has been a leader on this. As surprisingly as the state of Nebraska has really developed an Agile, they have an Agile team in place in the agency for technology there, in which it's actually, and they're using it as one of their tools to bring in millennials further into the workforce, into the state workforce. So I think Nebraska, California, and there have been other states that have really looked at it too. Some of the work is very positive. There's a report by Accenture and NASIO that focuses on how there's been an uptick on Agile. Actually, in the National Association of State Chief Information Officers, the Agile was number 10 in the state CIO top 10 priorities for 2018.
And I guess we have to have this discussion of cybersecurity, because that's an area the federal government is striving mightily for. How are states doing there? Any good examples?
States have made some really positive moves in the cybersecurity space. One first I would point out is the former governor of Virginia, Governor McAuliffe, his initiative while he was the chair of the National Governors Association. It was called Meet the Threat, and it really focused on how they could better get governors across the country to prioritize cybersecurity, and in some cases, think about it if they hadn't already. And it also, in addition to holding a variety of events with public and private sector partners, it also put together a ranking of the security level of each state that could be provided to the governors themselves, obviously in a non-public fashion, to give them a baseline of where they could work to improve from a security perspective.
So it sounds like the states would be good places for some of the federal agencies to check out, just for good examples.
And I think there are several examples around education and training, whether it be the Michigan State Cyber Range, which was put together as part of a funding effort with the federal government and also the state government, colleges and universities in the state, that works to help leverage the physical range to develop world-class cyber professionals, and also how best practices for cyber training, and it can be utilized by individuals as well as teams, and how to best, and it helps to simulate responses in cyber incidences. And then there have also been excellent examples around funding. So, for example, the Virginia Cybersecurity Public Service Scholarship, which is something unique, and granted it's only available to about 25 students a year, but it actually provides $20,000 a year for students to study cyber, and as a part of your commitment to getting the $20,000 for funding, you commit to working whatever number of years you receive the funding in the Virginia government. So I think that that's been an excellent example of how states can further bring in cybersecurity professionals into their workforce.
Jordan Kroll is Director of State and Local at the Information Technology Industry Council. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Find a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.